taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, Imports, Domestics, Microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. The weather is screaming at all of you to get some slushies. They have six great flavors of slushies and the pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And a privilege to be in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. It is a great time to go out to the lot and start dreaming a bit, and then make the dream come true. You'll have a great sales staff that will work with you to make the dream come true. You say, I need a new car. Boy, I'd like to get a beauty. Yeah, and something that fits your budget. And they have great pre-owned inventory, Ford, Lincoln, Kias, Hyundais as well for new inventory. All at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15. Hummel's Wharf and online at sunburymotors.com. Chad, you now have the privilege of talking to the king.
I know. I don't get to do it often, but he is here. He says the weather's nicer there than we have today.
What up?
You have to remember that with him, it's always sunny.
It's always sunny in Philadelphia. Ever see that?
I saw it once or twice. Danny DeVito.
Yeah, it's got to grow on you. Pretty good.
It's kind of like this show. Yeah. kind of has to grow on you.
Come on, year five.
An acquired taste.
We're in our 10th year now. We're in our 10th year. We've grown on people.
So, who's winning the Masters?
Well, it was Justin Rose, and I think it still is Justin Rose.
That's what I heard when I was driving around, and he wasn't doing too good. So
He bounced back. He bounced back. He ended up shooting
three in a row, and then I had to come back in here. So.
Yeah, he's at 7-under. He has a two-shot lead over Mark Leishman and Jordan Spieth.
All right, Jordy.
So Spieth's in there. Justin Thomas bogeyed 18. He's three shots back.
Did you see how Jordan Spieth won the Greater Hartford Open a couple of years ago?
Yeah, with the chip out of the sand on 18.
Yeah. My wife, who doesn't follow sports at all, jumped right out of the chair. Yeah! I'm like, hey, dude, what up? It's like, wow. She loves Jordan Spieth. She just wants to see him win. That's it.
And then there is Bryson DeChambeau. He has moved up 41 spots.
Wow.
After shooting a 76 yesterday, he stood on the 6th tee today at 5 over par. He then made 7 birdies and only 1 bogey the rest of the way, and he is now, after shooting a 67, at 1 under par, and he's only 6 shots back going to the weekend.
I heard that he is the hardest golfer to golf with. He takes forever to hit the ball.
Oh, that's an absolute fact. Yeah. Now, what's interesting is that at Augusta National, a major tool that he likes to use on the greens he can't use. Augusta National, they give you can buy, and I could buy it for any course I play. So if I want to play Susquehanna Valley Country Club or I want to play the Penn State Blue course, you can buy a green reading book. And it's digital. But you can buy a green reading book that tells you every angle on the green. And the PGA Tour allows the pros to have it. There's only one place that doesn't. Augusta National. Because Augusta National will not allow anybody to laser the course.
Wow.
So you have to go out.
I would love to see that course go there.
I had a chance to go five, 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And Jack Hamm and I were going to go with a couple of other guys, and there was a plane problem.
Oh.
That's a good reason not to go.
Brutal. I'd have thumbed.
Was it mechanical or a problem?
It was mechanical. It was mechanical.
Oh, jeez. Well, you probably wouldn't be here right now if he went, so it's a good thing, right?
Sure. Sure, you want to look at it that way? Yeah.
Man, I've had some hair. I was landing. Remember when I lived in Ohio?
Yeah.
Remember that, Marietta?
Yep.
And I flew home. I mean, I flew, and then I had to land in Parkersburg, West Virginia. And in West Virginia, at Parkersburg, the runway was on a mountain, and yeah. It was short. And the guys coming down, right, and the U.S. Olympic boxing team was on the plane, and I was sitting with one of the guys' grandmother. And I look at her, and I say, shouldn't the nose be up when we're landing? She said, I was thinking the same thing. We come down and we hit the runway, and boom, and the guy floors it and takes off again. Yeah. My heart's still sitting on that mountain. I thought we were dead. So.
Well, the old friend Matt Gaudio was in the Parkersburg area. Fabulous player here, great guy. But one time I'll give you two stories. One deals that I've told before, but I'll retell it. But I remember one time we're in Toledo, and they said, we have to de-ice the plane. Okay, fine. Been through that a million times. And they come out with a garden hose. I thought to myself, I'm looking around. I'm thinking, don't say a word. Don't get everybody panicked. But I'm looking around thinking,
Home Depot bag.
Oh, this is, I thought, this is just the lowest. A garden hose. The guy's out there. I mean, it looks like he's spraying the lawn. Now this one I've told before, but I'll tell it again. Penn State wins the 2005 Big Ten Football Championship at Michigan State. So this is Michael Robinson's team. And so the trophy's on the plane. We get on the plane. We're flying back. Now we're coming into land. Now, how many times in my lifetime have I landed at the University Park Airport? All right. I mean hundreds. Okay. So you get used to it when you're coming in from the north, which is what we were. All right, Bellefonte, Seibert Road, Rock Road, five buildings, blue lights, land the plane. Okay. Well, now we're coming in, and it's Bellefonte, Seibert Road, Rock Road. And Dr. Wayne Sebastianelli, my old friend, was sitting across the aisle from me. And Wayne will freely admit to you, he's not the best flyer in America. Okay. And he looks at me and goes, geez, Steve, we're coming in fast. I said, no kidding. And all of a sudden we go, boom, we hit. And we went back up in the air. And we're starting to float down the runway. And then, boom. And then finally, and of course, the big tough football players.
Yeah, well.
Can you blame them? They're human.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, there are 8,000 people waiting for the team in Rec Hall for a celebration of the Big Ten Championship. We're supposed to bust from the airport over there. And Joe's looking around saying, is everybody all right? Everybody's okay. We get on the bus. We went in there. Nobody in the building ever knew we went through it. So then, okay, now, 2 weeks later, I had to fly to Texas A&M. And there was a guy named Carl who works at the FBO. And so I'm going through the charter area, and I said, hey, Carl, hey, have a great one. If I don't see you before the holiday, Merry Christmas. And he says, hey, Steve, I hope this flight's better than your last one. I said, oh, yeah, that was a beauty. He said, wasn't it? He looked at me, he says, you wouldn't believe it. We were sitting here watching it. You hit the back, okay? You hit the back, the tail. Sparks flew off the back. You bounced in the air about 50, 60 feet. You floated down the runway 300, and then boom, he smacked it again, and sparks flew off the back of the plane. He finally landed. We're looking at it like, oh my God.
Wow.
2 months later, we all get an email, right, from the National Transportation Safety Board, the NTSB. It was labeled a crash. Now, the best line was the opening line. 108 people on board all survived. I'm thinking that's a good start. Right? It turned out he did $3 million damage to the aft fuselage of the plane on that landing.
Wow. What caused it?
Yeah.
Speed
and came in too fast. The speed he came in with, and also he was trying to cut through wind. So he came in faster, but he came in too high, and then he, for the lack of a better term, this is not going to be the correct term, but I'll use this that people can understand. It was like a vertical landing.
Wow. Hey, I won't fly. I make parts for the FAA, but I'm not an FAA repair station. I do it for a FAA repair station shop. And a few years back, we made all these stainless steel brackets for a company called Bombardier. And, I mean, there was like 1,000 of them. And they supplied all the material. Then the guy comes in one day with 3 sheets of what's called Inconel. Inconel 625, which is a stainless steel, but a high nickel stainless, high temperature stainless, incredibly expensive, will stand up to, you know, a lot of heat that stainless steel won't stand up to. He said, you got to remake every part. And I said, what happened? He said, we've been using the wrong material. I said, there's no comparison between these two metals. And tell me the other parts are not in the planes. He said, they're in the planes. I'm like, oh, my God. You wouldn't believe some of the stuff that goes on. So then the guy calls me one day and says, hey, can your welder pass a drug test? I said, I don't know. Let me go out and ask him. He says, if you give me 3 weeks, I can't.
Great.
I said, that's good. I came up back on the phone with the guy. He says, well, can you pass a drug test? I said, yeah. He said, then you take the test. I'm like, oh, my God. That's what's going on, people.
Usually being on radio, we are not a cause of injury to anybody. We'll come back with more in a moment. Great to have you with us today. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Great to have you with us on the show today. Chad's here. King's here. I'm here. Lawrence is here. Nobody knows where the suit is. Although we do have a couple of text messages from local authorities, they apparently have him under surveillance. I don't know what that means.
So Matt told me there's this fancy trivia music to play, and I couldn't find it. So we'll have to go with it.
Oh, well, we'll just have to somehow make do without it.
I did find a sports trivia question or two for you, so.
Oh, good. Well, then you can go first.
All right, let me get okay. So, who was the first person, athlete, who was the Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year for the second time? They haven't had too many repeaters. Who did it for the second time first?
I will vote for Muhammad Ali.
I'll vote for Tiger Woods.
One of you is correct. It's Tiger Woods.
Way to go, Kevin.
Ding, ding, ding.
Right. Tiger Woods.
He was named Sportsman of the Year in 1996 and then again in 2000.
Tiger Slam.
Yeah. Well, he slammed. He's in pretty rough shape.
He thought he was in Florida. When he woke up in the hospital, he thought he was in Florida. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. I heard that road. I heard a girl the other day say the road that he came down is notorious for accidents. It's like the road comes right up on you. And if he was going fast, there's no way he could have made the turn. I don't know.
Well,
they got to let it go. People are trying to find some fault in it and just let it go. The police.
Well, he was going, they said he was going 84 to 87. Mm-hmm. And that he hit the tree at 75.
Wow. Lucky he's alive.
Lucky he's alive. Also lucky that that's a busy road. There was no traffic coming the other way. He didn't hit anybody else.
Yeah. I think he was, I don't know. We'll never know the whole story.
No.
And, he doesn't even remember being there. So.
Nope.
That's that. People got to let it go. So, you know, I hate all the people want to, you know, he had to be stoned, he had to be, well, you don't know, so shut up. So, but. What's the national sport of Canada?
Lacrosse.
See, you want to say hockey, but I don't think it is. I'm going to say rugby.
Steve was right, lacrosse. Darn it. Oh, thought I had you. Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve-O, you're up.
All right, Indiana won the national championship in 1976 as the last undefeated team. All right, the last undefeated team. Before them, who was the last undefeated team to win a national championship in college basketball?
Chad?
Who was the one that Mark Lawrence was talking to me when you were beginning of your thing there, Steve? Who was the first one you just said?
Okay. The last undefeated team to win a national championship was Indiana, 1976. Okay. Who was the last team before them?
I'm going to say.
To win the NCAA.
I'm going to say UCLA.
I will also say UCLA.
You were correct. UCLA.
Ding, 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 ding. Wow, two for two. It's going to be a good night.
A lot of people thought it would be NC State, right? And NC State went 30-1.
Oh, John Wooden's teams were dominant.
Yes. Oh, Don, over. That's of all. In fact, the only team that beat them that year was UCLA.
Yeah.
They beat them 84-66 in St. Louis in, like, I don't know, the third game of the season. Then they had a rematch, and it went double overtime, and NC State won it.
Wow.
What a team that was. David Thompson, what a team.
Yeah, David Thompson is a great player.
Oh.
His son is the one on Golden State, right?
No, that's Michael Thompson's son.
Oh, okay.
Klay Thompson's Michael Thompson's son. Michael Thompson went to Minnesota and was the first overall pick in the draft.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Me be wrong. Okay, Chad, you're up.
Okay, here you go. You both know Lee Corso, right?
Heard of him. He's been on I've had him on a show before. Yep.
He played
here to the shop buying metal, so.
He played college football in the mid-50s. He attended Florida State. He roomed with another notable Florida State player, Seminole player, who would go on to be a famous actor. Who was his
roommate? Burt Reynolds.
Wow. Burt Reynolds.
You are correct.
Burt Reynolds.
Not fair, Chad, because that was a question that we used before.
Ah, see.
Okay. We're not that smart.
I thought that was fascinating.
Well, he talks about it all the time on game day. So, all right, guys, that was fun.
Al Gore's. Here's one. Who was Al Gore's roommate at Harvard?
Tommy Lee Jones. All right.
Yeah.
There we go.
We gotta get a life. So.
Okay. Great to have you with us today, Chad. Great job.
Thanks. Good to be with you again.
Our thanks to Mark Lawrence. Our thanks to the King.
It was fun. Nice talking to you, Chad.
Good to talk to you.
Yep.
Today's show's been brought to you by...
weekend, you guys.
Today's show's been brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Stock up now after you stop by Sunbury Motors and get yourself a new vehicle. On News Radio 1070 WKOK.